Defense lawyer Wilson DeBose said Bishop's abusive, troubled childhood led him to beat a man named Leverett Morrison to death in 1994.
He was a teenager when he did this. He was under influence of drugs and alcohol when he did this. And we frankly think that his culpability, as bad as it was not as great as Mr. Braxley's.
Mark Braxley was Bishop's co-defendant in the case. He pleaded guilty and was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. Bishop stood trial, was found guilty, and sentenced to death. Attorney General Sam Olens' office, which prosecuted the case, had no comment. Bishop's execution is set for Thursday night if the board doesn't step in. Martha Dalton, WABE News.